Nearly 18 months on Atlantis, and John was only on Chapter 28, Book 10. Granted, there were 17 books and a whole lot more chapters, but still, it was the principle of the thing. One of these days, McKay was going to start ribbing him with not-so-veiled hints about what happened in Chapter Whatever of Book 15. Although, in all fairness, John could probably lob a few little barbs about being too busy saving Rodney's ass from certain death on multiple occasions to really put in the extra hours of reading War and Peace. Besides, McKay was a physicist, not a military historian or a connoisseur of Russian literature, so he probably wouldn't understand the appeal of Tolstoy. He certainly hadn't caught the amused irony in John's voice when he'd calmly informed McKay that Atlantis wouldn't sink back into the ocean if Rodney caught a cold. "Colonel, there are probably millions of unfamiliar bacteria loose in this city just waiting to lock onto a susceptible immune system like mine. Or are you forgetting that whole debacle with the nanovirus? We'll see who's laughing when an ancient quote-unquote cold comes along and decimates our population. Cross your fingers we never run across the plague that killed so many of them," McKay rattled off, not even pausing for breath. John replied with a cynical, "Sure thing, Rodney," and walked out of the lab, smirking to himself at the mental image of Rodney McKay decked out like Napoleon. "By the way, Colonel," McKay called out, pausing long enough to give John's back a smug look, "Prince Andrew dies, you know." "Damn the man."